Blog Talk Radio.
As I said, disclaimer, I don't like to say disclaimers, but what I said is legal and my right to talk under law. I don't say anybody's name, but I did say business. So I didn't say the business in particular, but I'm sorry. This is what I need to do. But I make sure I don't say the particular name. As I said before, you know, I will never get over my Hollywood dream if it don't come true because I spent so many years, I put my life into it. Some people say I have to keep doing it. I have to keep doing it. But I experienced some nonsense and insanity around it that I just did not understand. I said several times, you know, I attracted people who I consider very sick in the head or bad or evil, who did not know how to mind their business. I'm on the street that I live on 20 years ago and coming over here. They're that poor, they can't move on for 20 years. All they have to do is move on and find another place to live. But they're sick in the head. I cannot, you know. Then I dealt with people who were saying lies or delusions about me working at a San Fernando Health or Mental Health as a administrator or something like that. That's never going to happen in this lifetime because of them. They can't move on. I did work there. I was a small employee. I'm not an expert. And they also said they wonder if I can be a client. I'm not a mentally ill person that requires hospitalization or someone who's sick in the head. Like they are. They can't move on. The reason why is because I cannot deal with people who are sick in the head or people. I would never do that for a living. I didn't come to LA to be in psychology or clinical psychology. I would never be an administrator or never work with a mental health center like San Fernando directly or indirectly ever again. I will never hang out with no one who's mentally sick because of the bad experiences I had with those clients and with people that I know. And from that building who can't mind their business and move on. But the other reason is because I came out here for my Hollywood dream. That is absolute. I would never change my mind. These same people, which I ignore, said my Hollywood dream cannot come true, or I don't deserve it, which is evil, or they use my material. They're evil. But regardless, I have dreams. And they didn't come true. I wasn't recognized all those years of struggle. It's not possible to get over something that I spent more than half my life in doing. And if anyone say I should, they're evil. They don't understand. I have people who say they used my song or try to take my dream away, lie to the industry when they had no rights to my song. Those are evil people, just like those mentally deranged people outside keep coming over to my home saying lies and think my home is some playpen for they can look into, or even though whatever is true or not, some playpen they can just walk in and look into even though I own it. You know, just commit a crime allegedly and think it's, you know, I don't like to talk about those things, you know, because those are just allegations related to voyeurism, but it may have happened. But that's why I talk about these things. It's not right. It's not right for me. I came out here for a dream. I don't do that to people, and I don't want people to do that to me, but they have. I have to be good to myself. I have a talent that hasn't been recognized. Some people will say because of all the allegations I said or because of my mental health. My mental health is fine. I like to express myself. Again, podcast is entertainment. It's my way to express myself. But it is true for what I say, in my own opinion. I have a right to say what I need to say. I am an artist. Artists need to express thyself, and that's what I need to do. I'm sorry if people got the impression that something is wrong with what I say, but I'm sorry. There's no emergency here. But, yes, I'm okay. It is horrific what happened. Those things are what I allegedly said. They are criminal. They are, you know, that's evil. That's deranged. But that's from my point of view of observation. My mental health is perfectly fine. Yes, I have a mental health expert that I talk to about these things, and I have people in the industry who say it's perfectly fine to express thyself. But remember, the most important thing is to be healthy. I have to exercise. I have to keep an open mind. I have to be honest. Long as I stay within boundaries. And I talked to them about, you know, the mental health expert I talked to. He said, continue to create, continue to be do podcasts, because I have a right. And he said that those situations, with what those people said and done, that's something's wrong in that picture. But I was reminded, don't let nobody take my dream away. It was painful. But one thing that I will say, I have no control over what other people think of me, and I have no control over what the Hollywood industry think of my music. Even though I'm creative and I have the talent, I can't make nobody sign me. But I'll be okay. Now, I'm going to say this. For bringing up all these little allegations and stuff around my home and stuff, I'm very sorry if anybody was offended, but I have to express myself. There's no harm in doing. If anyone has any questions about what I say or do, they then contact me, because direct confrontation is the key. Also, you know, people made assessments on my podcast about me. They should not. I talked to a mental health expert who told me that I have every right to speak my mind and there's nothing wrong. But, you know, people have different opinions. The reason why I talked to this expert is because I had concerns with people, ignorance with the relation to my podcast and my concerns about their well-being, because people were exaggerating or taking it, what I say, out of context without knowing the whole story. And we cannot take what somebody say or what I say in particular out of context. Very hard, but I have to express myself. But my dream is important, you know, it really is. The reason why I brought that stuff up, that seemed way out, you know, to what the home is, I felt those people were trying to take my dream away. And that's sacrilegious, as I said. If you try to take someone's dream away, you got to be an evil person. You got to be a deranged person. You cannot be on this planet hurting people because of jealousy or envy or some to intend to hurt people or to take their dream. Because you take someone's dream away, other dreams are taken away, and there's more hurt on the planet. If you don't take someone's dream away and their dream come true, the other dreams come true. It's more positive on the planet. And podcasts are very, very good to express thyself. And long shame do anything, because there's a lot of podcasts. I hear a lot of podcasts, even celebrities who make way out things, who say really slurs and who attack people. I didn't say anything. I have a right. Freedom of expression. But talking about people coming from the past, I don't want to deal with something 20 years ago or a place 20 years ago. They should have moved on, but they can't. That's surprising to me. There's so much to do on this planet. The difference between 2002 and 2023 is we grow older. There's so much advancement. I can't talk about what they're doing, but I know there's so much to do and so many places to go and so many dreams to go. We can't just sit around and wait for something and stay in the same situation 20 years, but that's their dilemma. So I have to respect that, but they should not be coming into my life from the past when there's no connection and they are have some ulterior motives or some dark motives or whatever it is that don't pertain to being healthy. They said they didn't want my dream to happen, which is evil. I don't want that around me. But I apologize if people perceive it as way out. But that's the thing. If you have a good dream, if you have a talent, some people will try to take it away. Our narcissists, a sociopath, a jealousy, that's not good. And that's what I experienced. This is my last podcast for now. But please don't take my conversation out of context. Your dream is important. I wish your dream to come true. I want my dream to come true. People have taken my podcast out of context with mental health or with, they should not. They should know boundaries and they should know laws. And I heard this woman said she lied to some director about me going to a hospital, which is so evil. That's a criminal. I want to let you know that is not going to happen in this lifetime. Not in California or New York, wherever I live. That is never going to happen, not in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years. The only time I'm going to go to the hospital is because of my health, a cough, or so on. So don't believe in any false allegations. We can't have defamation, and we can't have any type of discriminatory lies or something. We have to be careful how we act toward people. If we don't like somebody, like these people don't like me, and make up lies about me or concern about me, then do it legally. Don't go up near me. Go to the right people. It has to be something extreme. Follow the law. Then everything will be fine. I cannot repress myself. I have to express myself. But it's not right for seeing people from that long ago, from that place or wherever. They have to move on. Move on. But if the dream don't happen, it would be hard to, because I never get over it. But I would have to live with it. Good day, good night from Dove Night. 60 seconds.